Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Children all need and require so much immediate loving care, but children with special needs require so much more. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In addition to managing their health care, parents must also battle the social services maze on behalf of their differently abled children. The realities are often that it is difficult for parents of differently abled children to find time to plan their finances. Parents of special need children are entitled to benefits and programs, even if you have financial resources. Long-term financial planning is essential to make sure your child gets benefits when you can't care for them yourself. You are able to deduct non-reimbursed medical expenses, as is anyone, after costs exceed 7.5% of adjusted gross income. School for your special needs child is subsidized under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act until age 18 in some states, but until age 21 in most states. If you're the parent of a differently abled child, it's important to know your rights and consult a lawyer or advocate. Estate planning is essential because standard strategies could put your child at risk. With Medicaid and other benefit programs, for example, a child can have no more than about $2,000 in his or her own name, either now or in a will. Some parents say they have a plan to leave money to a family member who's willing to provide care for the special needs child. But financial advisors tell me this plan doesn't work and puts an enormous strain on the chosen caregiver. They suggest instead that you set up a special needs trust. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.